Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, do you like surprises? Yeah, all right. A few, huh? Well, there's two surprises in our text today from Matthew 18. Both have to do with forgiveness. I imagine St. Peter was very surprised when he asked the Lord, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Seven seemed like a generous number. Most people adopt the philosophy, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me a third time, and we're done. No more forgiveness for you." Bible scholars discovered that some rabbis taught the need to forgive someone for the same sin only three times. So Peter, he upped the ante already, didn't he? When he suggested seven times? Having been around Jesus now for 2 years, maybe, he seemed to perceive that in Jesus was a generous, forgiving heart. And he anticipated a higher degree of forgiveness because of grace. Not three times. No, let's see. Jesus, six times. No, that's just twice as much. Let's do one more. Seven times. A biblical number. Seven times? And Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven." Which reminds us, children, Jesus knows how to multiply. Yes, Jesus does math without an iPhone 6. You know, there's no app to tell you that you should stop forgiving your brother after seven times. There's no judge in South Africa who can make the decision that enough's enough, I refuse to forgive you, and you should stop forgiving him. Nope. There's no philosophy like, fool me once, I forgive you. Fool me eight times, and I treat you like scum. And this is hard. And this is surprising. Because after one or two times of being lied to, we doubt the sincerity of the one who keeps saying, "I'm sorry." Yeah. If you were sorry, you'd stop sinning against me. We're tempted to say, as George Costanza did on Seinfeld, "You can stick your sorries in a sack, mister." Only a careless, ungrateful sloth of a man or a woman uses the "I'm sorry" card and then does the same thing to us more times than we have fingers to count. If you're sorry, change. If you don't change, you don't seem sorry to me. How many times do we have to hear it? Jesus said, not seven times, but 70 times seven. I believe Jesus remembered that when God saw man fail at the very beginning of time, he surprised the world by setting up this power called forgiveness. And he put no limits on it. He did not say at the beginning, "I will give you three chances to get it right." Instead, he promised one Christ for the forgiveness of all. And then in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. He gave us Jesus, who revealed this endless power to forgive. But it's hard to forgive that many times. And that's why it behooves us to depend on faith in God rather than ourselves. For the other surprise in our text today was the parable of the unforgiving servant, a man whose master forgave him 10,000 talents because he pleaded for mercy. But then he refused to forgive his fellow servant a mere 100 denarii. When the master found out, he said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me, and should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I have had mercy on you?" Now let's take a minute. I want to explain something to you that you may not get just by hearing this text, okay? There's a real contrast here I want you to get. It's really important. The master forgave the man 10,000 talents. So, a good question. I did a little research. How much is a talent, right? Okay, one talent equals 60 minas. One mina equals 3 months' wages in biblical times. So, one talent would equal to 180, that's 60 times 3, months' wages. You divide that by 12 months, that one talent is equal to 15 years' wages. So 10,000 talents equals 150,000 years of wages. Okay? So let's take a yearly wage. Let's take a low-end job, $8 an hour, 40 hours a week. That's $15,000 a year. So let's just take that, which is really minimal. 150,000 wages at 15,000 a year, that would be $2.25 billion. 10,000 talents. $2.25 billion. Now the contrast. How much is 100 denarii? That's the amount that the fellow servant owed the man who was forgiven 10,000 talents. His fellow servant owed him 100 denarii. One denarius is equal to 1 day's wage. So 100 denarii, 100 days' wage. In the same structure, 15,000 a year, $2,000. Man with the big debt, $2.25 billion, forgiven by his master. The same man doesn't forgive a fellow servant who owes him $2,000. Maybe that man thought to himself, "I have to repay him back somehow. And how am I going to repay him back if I don't collect on all my debts?" And it says in the text, he even choked the man, saying, "Pay what you owe," puts him in jail. The principle we learn, of course, is since you've been forgiven so much, so also you forgive others. How can you plead for mercy and then show no mercy? And here's the problem. If he thought that he could repay his master, I mean, that's an astronomical amount, $2.25 billion. He's never going to repay all that back, but even so, he's going to start. Do you think he's ever really going to repay the master back? And so he becomes greedy, he becomes turned in on himself, and he won't forgive others. And I think we can infer from this parable that we are like that man who owes God, our master, $2.25 billion. Are we really going to pay it back? Better for us simply to plead for mercy and know from this parable that our master is going to forgive us that $2.25 billion. We daily sin. We add it all up. He'll forgive the whole debt because we plead for mercy, because he likes to show mercy. That's the kind of God we have. And not only can God forgive 70 times 7 times, but when you plead for mercy, he'll pardon $2.25 billion, probably more. Why? All because that one sacrifice of his own son in God's sight is priceless. Therefore, don't rely on yourselves to make up for everything that you owe God, or you belittle the gift of Jesus. "Well, I'll pay for part and Jesus, you pay for the rest." No. Jesus was poured out for the many, for all sin, not just for a few, but for all. That's the grace of our God. It's huge. And don't rely on your own ability to determine how many times you should forgive someone else before you call it quits. Rather, trust in God's mercy shown to you. Hear Jesus say 70 times 7 and go, "There's an unlimited amount of times I can forgive somebody. Because God forgave me so much, I can forgive you." It isn't dependent on you. If it's dependent on you, you'd be like, "Well, I'm sick and tired of hearing I'm sorry." But if it depends on God, then we generously forgive. Even though there may be consequences and trust to be rebuilt, that's true. That's how it works in the world. Somebody may have to pay back if they've stolen something, even though they're forgiven. We can say, in God's court, and in terms of me and you, in terms of our salvation and our reconciliation, you're forgiven. You still got some things you're going to have to do. That's reasonable. That's understandable. But we should still forgive from the heart. Be willing to show forgiveness always. Forgive. When you hear those magical words from some sinner saying, I'm sorry, be patient with me, you say, I forgive you. In Jesus' name, I forgive you too, because I too am a fellow forgiven sinner. Isn't our God amazing to forgive us that much? Amen. And now may the peace and the forgiveness of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.